tweet at TodaySOR.
Childminding Ireland is calling on Ministers Opone to withdraw her draft childminding action plan and resubmit a new document with a clear vision for regulating quality childminding. Some of the proposed changes to the sector include childminders undergoing fresh training, Garda vetting and the need for childminders' homes to comply with basic standards. That's all in the draft. Now, the draft plan has entered its second stage with an open policy debate. With me now in studio, Bernadette Orbinski-Burke, the Chief Executive of Childminding Ireland, and Catherine Noon, Fine Gael Senator and Shannon spokesperson on children. And on the line I am joined by columnist and new mum, Tanya Sweeney. Good morning to you all. First of all, for you, Bernadette, just bring us up to date on what you do in Childminding Ireland and summarise what's in the Minister's draft Childminding Action Plan.
Yeah, well, we offer support to childminders, both our members and non-members. We offer all sorts of policies and procedures, helplines out of hours, a full range, a suite of supports. That's what we're doing at Childminding Ireland. We've also fed into this change agenda that the government have. And at the moment, the latest iteration of this is the draft Childminding Action Plan that the...
Now, do you represent individual childminders? Is that your field?
They're self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're an association. We represent...
And it's not creches now, it's just individuals.
It's people who are self-employed, working at home, in the childminder's home, and they often mind children from different families.
Yes, and you've been very critical of the minister's proposals.
Yeah. It's a symptom of the frustration that's out there. We've been talking to childminders and we're reflecting back to the department the level of frustration that we're hearing. And recently we've just started talking to the childminders and asking them how many years have they been childminding, and the average so far is 14 years. So these people are well experienced in that
field.
Yeah,
but she's looking to develop, I suppose, childminder-specific regulations, yeah, making the point that, you know, as things are, people who are exempted from the Child Care Act of 1991, that's there nearly three decades now, people who care for family members, those who care for children from just one family, those who care for fewer than seven children, provided no more than three of those are of preschool age, and that it's all happening in the childminder's home at any one time. Now, that's a broad swathe of people who are completely beyond the regulated sector.
Yeah, and we have absolutely no problem with childminding being regulated, and we have no problem with childminders being regulated irrespective of the number of children that they mind. That's absolutely not our issue. And from the childminders we're talking to, childminders welcome regulation.
So what is your issue?
Yeah, well, we've got a few. really, the main issue that we have is we need it to be explicit that childminders will be at the decision-making table. There is nothing in the action report to say that childminders will actually be there forming and steering this new
system.
Yeah,
and there's a big meeting about it today, and childminders aren't represented.
Well, we've managed to support five childminders to attend. Childminding Ireland have done that. But the minister said at the launch that they would try and have meetings during the working day. At a time that suited childminders, and unfortunately this next one is during the working day, during the working week. And it's a small thing that the department could do that would really facilitate childminders being able to take part.
Yeah. Catherine Noon, you wanted to come in there.
Well, no, I suppose I want to come in general, seeing as I'm here, but just to say that this was always intended to be a draft childminding action plan, you know, and we're just about entering a process where childminders are being invited into the process as key stakeholders. So this is not a fait accompli. There's a lot of work to be done on it. There's a 10-year plan here. And, you know, what's at the foundation of this, or what's at the crux of it, is that we need to provide access to subsidies for parents, which is a huge, huge issue for working parents throughout the country. More parental choice, greater quality, while recognising the valuable, vital work that childminders do. And I totally agree with your last point. It should be possible to facilitate such a meeting on one weekend out of a month. You know, a lot of us in a variety of jobs do a bit of work at the weekend. Yeah. And that's absolutely, I think that's a reasonable
and
ask.
To come to you, Tanya Sweeney, as I say, you're part of the lived or living experience of this at the moment. You were in studio just a couple of weeks ago with us talking about motherhood and all that goes with this.
Yeah.
Now, what is your own experience and how are you faring out it? I gather you found somebody who's actually a dream childminder locally.
I have, she's a complete godsend, I have to say. Although I do have my child sitting on my knee at the moment with a little cough, so you might hear that, I don't know. But, I mean, the fact is, myself and my partner are freelancers, so there was no need for us to have 40 hours of childcare, you know, through a crash, you know, and in paying, you know, effectively what would be 12 or 1300 euro. So we have a childminder that we use for 15 hours a week. And it works out as fairly cost effective. It's a very sort of fluid arrangement, to be fair, you know. If I need to, you know, work on a day that, you know, next week that she doesn't usually work on, she will go, yeah, absolutely, drop the baby. And then it's all very sort of, you know, very sort of loose. And, you know, it's based on mutual respect, mutual trust. And, you know, there was a reference check and she, you know, she is a mother. And, you know, it's just a fantastic scenario because the house looks like ours. I drop the baby in. The baby's face lights up as soon as she sees this woman, you know. And I know that
great afternoon. Has she been Garda vetted? Has she been registered? Has she undergone training?
Well, she hasn't been Garda vetted, but she is a mother, you know. So, like, you know, she's more experienced than I am, you know. The child definitely gets better care in her house than she does in mine, you know, because I'm only new at this. But, you know, she is a woman who's very sort of enthusiastic. She's very calm. She's very able. It was just a gut feeling, really, that had me sort of go, yes, this is the right person for our family, you know.
Yeah. Catherine Noon, is there maybe just a bit too much of the state being involved here, that if you trust local people and the Bush Telegraph, the mothers have a great way of working on what's best for their kids.
Yeah, and listen, I was the same, you know, when I was a child, my mother, you know, she worked full time and we had the most fabulous childminder. She was in our home, so it's not what we're talking about in this particular report. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's about regulation and we're handing over state money to individuals and we need to have some sort of regulation in those circumstances. And I think childminders accept that. And I don't think it should ever be overly onerous, but we need to have a situation where, you know, we wouldn't be doing our job correctly. The minister wouldn't be doing her job.
But are you talking about sending inspectors into childminders' homes?
I'm talking about at least Garda vetting, you know. I mean, that's an absolute minimum. And the details of what will be required will be worked out over the coming weeks and months on this. You know, this is an area that has rapidly evolved over a 20-year period. Not so long ago, women weren't working as much, and now it's very regular for women to be working. So, we need to implement a very effective plan over a 10-year period, and we are putting down the foundations for that now. And, you know, we need buy-in from your sector. We need you at the table. And
you're addressing those remarks now to Bernadette Burke,
We need Bernadette and her organisation and those who work in the industry to tell us what works best for them. This is a draft plan and it's not complete.
Well,
working on it.
We have a few points actually. Yeah. The first one I was mentioning is that obviously childminders needs to be explicit in the document that childminders will be at the decision making tables and meetings will be held when childminders can attend. I mean, it's an absolute minimum.
Basic.
The other thing that's happening with the draft action plan is I think there's 91 references to centre-based care, and that's just such a red light for childminders. Again, if this document is rewritten and the comparison between the two sectors, they're totally different. Mm. It upsets childminders. They have anxiety that they're going to be asked to turn their homes into mini creches, which is what nobody wants. The childminder doesn't want it. It's not what the parents are choosing. We've had assurances from the department that's not what they want. Mm. So they need to make it explicit in the document by taking out the constant referencing of centre-based care. We also need a vision of what quality-assured childminding will look like so we can see whether the actions are appropriate or not in order to meet that vision. Mm. And the consultation, we're supposed to be in a period of public consultation, and I find it very hard to believe that very many of the public know this is happening. There's been no resource
I'm wondering as well, though, I mean, is part of your resistance to the way the minister has proposed to go with the draft, and obviously a draft can be changed, that people are quite content to be in the black economy?
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, certainly there are a large number of unsupported childminders out there, and that's the people we. That's why this public consultation is so important. I mean, there are thousands of childminders who have absolutely no idea that this is happening.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, there seems to be a great digression or difference on the estimates for the number of childminders. Yeah. There are. It varies from about 19,000 to 35,000. You say 35,000.
Yeah. That was based on the number of children minded, and the department, when they looked at it, they decided it'd be more likely to be 4 than 3, so that really explains.
Yeah, and coming back to you, Tanya Sweeney, on the line, what do you think is the best way to go forward?
I mean, as Catherine said, you know, it has been this way for many generations, you know, where, you know, mothers have been, you know, attempting to you know, get the help of other mothers, you know, and it just, like you say, the bush telegraph just works, you know. I mean, obviously it would be great, you know, for Garda vetting. Again, I don't think, you know, homes should be turned into creches at all, but you also have to look at it this way. There are a lot of childminders who are getting paid in the region of, you know, €5 an hour, you know. I mean, are they going to be taxed on that? And, you know, I mean, a lot of childminders that I've come across on mindme.ie are, you know, they're language students who are just looking for a part-time job, you know, to sort of, you know, supplement their income, you know. So, I mean, I guess the taxation sort of situation needs to be looked at as well. And that would probably deter quite a lot of childminders, I should think, from really buying into it.
And the reality is we're heavily dependent on these childminders. You know, we don't want to bring in any initiatives that would somehow send people from the industry. You know, we have so many working families who need that support. So really what's being proposed here is a framework that will work well for childminders, recognise the work that they do, but also give assurance to parents and give assurance to those providing subsidies that they're providing subsidies to individuals who are working effectively. And, you know, the child is at the centre of all of this, and parents' concern about their children, you know.
You know, absolutely. I mean, but I think the department should be pushing at an open door here. I think the majority of childminders want their work recognised. They want some form of regulation so they can access supports.
And finally, to come back to you, Catherine Noon, do you think the minister could have done a better job in reaching out to the childminders, the individual ones?
I don't know the interactions that have been had in detail, but all I know is this plan is based on a working group that, in fact, Bernadette was on, you know, that fed in hugely to the overall draft plan that they're working on now. I know from talking to the minister and her officials, you know, yesterday and today, that there's every willingness in the world to interact with childminders, and you know, I would hope to see.
But that's not borne out by the willingness to so far have meetings on dates that childminders can attend.
I'll endeavour to, no doubt
those involved are listening, but I'll endeavour to give that feedback and hope that that will change.
Okay, well, look, my thanks to the three of you for joining us, to you, Catherine Noon, and Bernadette Orbinski-Burke, for coming to studio, and Tanya Sweeney, columnist and mother with a happy child on her knee, on the phone. Thank you all.